Very good. So now is stop spoiling it. Now is the time for the meditation. So if you would like to make sure you're in a good posture and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, start to become aware of your body. Now, of course, there'll be still a few people coming in, going out. So imagine a bubble around you, your own little bubble of quiet, your space, just for you. So the inside is quiet and safe and peaceful. So you don't need to be concerned about people outside of your bubble. But first of all, be concerned about your body, your posture. How are you sitting right now? Really check the posture to make sure it's as comfortable as possible. Start with your legs. How are your legs positioned? Do you need to move the feet out or in if you're sitting on a chair? If you're sitting on a floor or a stool, are the legs comfortably crossed so there's no pressure on them which will cause pain later? How are the knees? Because there's always lots of aches and pains in the knees. Should you actually push your legs out if they're on a chair so the knees got less tightness and tension in them? So we really use what we call mindfulness, awareness of the sensations and feelings in our knees. And the rest of our legs. And if necessary, we move those parts of our body. And as we move them, or if you need to scratch, you can scratch. See if the feelings get better or get worse. Because we use mindfulness to get feedback. So we find what is the best position for our legs this evening. It may not be the position you were in last week. It may not be the position you find in books. It's what you feel with your mindfulness and your investigation, moving this way, moving that way, with feedback, until you find the best position. And once you have the best position for your legs, it won't be perfect, but you find this is as best you can have. And then you move up to your butt to make sure that that is comfortable. This is where it's good to fidget, to move your butt on the chair, on the cushion, on the stool, because otherwise it gets sore and starts to ache, or sometimes cuts off some of the blood supply and you get pins and needles, or the foot feeling like it's going to sleep, whatever you call it. It's uncomfortable because you never put your butt in a good position to begin with. Get it right now, you don't need to worry about it later on. And then you go up your body to your back, including your waist. Good stretch is sometimes very helpful. And then be aware of the feelings in the back. Sometimes it's okay if you want to lean back on the chair. Sometimes you need to slouch. Sometimes you sit up straight. Try every position until you find the best for you this evening. It's an important part of meditation that we are aware and we change a little bit this way, a little bit that way, to allow us to get that feedback to find the best position. You might go up to your shoulders. They can be very tight. So you learn just by trying this, trying that, how to relax those shoulders. One way which I found works for me may not work for you. If I feel this pressure in my shoulders and I want to relax them, I do the reverse. I scrunch them up as tight as possible and then I let them go. And I find that the result at the end, they're more relaxed than they were when I began. So find out for yourself how to relax your own shoulders. And because I'm aware of that part of my body, I can feel the shoulders getting looser, more relaxed. With awareness and a bit of trial and error, you soon learn how to relax any part of the body you pour your attention on. Then I go to down my arms to my hands to make sure that they're in a good position. They can be on my lap. They can be on the knees. It doesn't really matter as long as they feel comfortable. I want to make sure that I don't need to move them for half an hour. So I get them right at the beginning. And once I've adjusted them, I can let them go. And I go up the body again to my neck and my throat too. It's hay fever season. So you may have an itch in your throat or maybe an ache in your neck. If that's the case, be aware, be mindful. Try many things. Sometimes I imagine that itch on my throat. I imagine just giving it kindness. Imagine kindness, compassion, like a golden light, just soothing that throat. The warmth, healing it, just the kindness, relaxing everything. If I need to cough, then I cough. Sometimes just paying attention relaxes that part of the body. But I'm very aware of what works and what doesn't work. That mindfulness giving feedback gives me the wisdom of how to relax things. It's my own personal wisdom. I know it works for me, but I share the method with others. Awareness, trial and error, seeing the result, feedback. And then I go up to my face, making sure that's relaxed. Especially just the muscles around my mouth, my eyes, and maybe your forehead. Because when you are stressed or tired, you can feel them tighten up. I imagine them, and imagine them loosening. Just like you're stretching something, can you let go of both ends, and you can feel the tension, the tightness start to dissipate. The mouth relaxes. The eyes become loose on the outside. Everything is peaceful, relaxed. And then sometimes I go 2 inches behind my eyes to what I imagine the center of my brain. You're not supposed to be able to experience sensations in your brain, but it doesn't matter. Imagine your poor brain been working so hard, making decisions, thinking, working out things. Now imagine that brain and learn how to relax your brain. Just imagine it becoming peaceful, no stress, no need to find solutions, no need to make decisions, no need to remember or plan. Your brain can be totally free. And then I watch, imagine my whole body just sitting here. Not separated, but just as a whole. Until I make sure that every part is relaxed as much as I can. If you do have a very strong irritation, pain, discomfort somewhere, you can carry on focusing on it and learning how to relax that just one part of your body. It does create a lot of ability to heal yourself. By trial and error, you can feel that part of the body becoming looser, more easy, the pain, the tumor, the disease, the irritation, getting less. You can feel it. If it gets more tight, more achy, painful, you're going in the wrong direction. Try something else. Until your body feels so relaxed. And then we come across the delight, the pleasure of relaxation. The feeling you may get if you're on holiday in some beach in Bali or somewhere. Just relaxing on a recliner with nothing to do in the whole world. With a beautiful cool breeze, fragrant, coming over the ocean, over your body, keeping you cool, at ease, not a pain or an ache in the body, nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing missing. Just with your body, relaxed to the max. When you notice the delight of relaxation, the relaxation goes deeper. Be with the relaxed body, enjoying the delight of a body which is not stressed, or minimum stress. And then turn your attention to the mind. What many of you have heard me say many times, Become aware of the peace-o-meter. How peaceful are you, or how agitated? Like a thermometer or a speedometer, gives you feedback on how fast or how slow you're going. How hot, how cool. This is giving you feedback by how peaceful you are, or how agitated. 0 means dead. 1 means really peaceful. 10 means very agitated. So from 1 to 10, how peaceful are you? It's just a trick, a skillful means. So you become aware of your own mind, especially that part of your mind called its quality of peace or disturbance. How peaceful are you? And what makes that peace deeper? What makes the needle of the peaceometer go down closer to 1? What agitates you? It's important to know the causes. The cause of inner peace. And the causes which disturb and agitate and destroy whatever peace you have. Why? And you soon learn, you soon notice how to make the mind peaceful. No past, no future, not wanting anything, just being here. And the needle goes down. you breathe, that you become aware of your breathing. If so, just be with the breath happening now. Don't force it. It's like you just lay your mindfulness gently upon the process of breath. If you wish, as you breathe in, you can imagine breathing in peace, health, energy. Breathing out, let go of any problem, physical or mental, emotional, that you have. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. is getting close to the end of meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How peaceful? How relaxed? How much delight do you have? We're going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for that 3rd time, it's a time to come out of the meditation. Good. Excellent.